Time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County. Welcome to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. My name is Eric Thomas, and we are so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce you to some of the rising stars on the field. And actually, that is what we are doing this week, talking with some of the kids who are playing in our Little League program to find out more about them and what it's like to be out there working as a team. Today, I'm joined by the Huntley Pirates 9U boys baseball team. I never knew you could fit almost a whole Little League team into a radio studio, but that's what we've done here. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, I think we've maxed out fire code here at the studios here at Huntley Community Radio. There is a lot of people here, and they're all fantastic baseball players. And we are going to introduce, and you guys get to meet each one of them really quickly. So we are going to start. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 9 players here that have joined us today. You guys all should be on the baseball field, but that's okay. So let us start over here. Number 1, what is your name, and what is your favorite position?
My name is Gianni Todd, and my favorite position is first base.
And you are?
Chase Ellison, and my favorite position is pitcher.
My name is Nickel Presti, and my favorite position is shortstop.
My name is Charlie Moran, and my favorite position is pitcher.
My name is Logan, and my favorite position is pitcher.
My name is Andrew Kent, and my favorite position is catching.
My name is Mason Verhage, and my favorite position is catching.
My name is William Stark, and my favorite position is first base.
My name is Hudson Peters, and my favorite position is third.
So Hudson, what got you interested in baseball?
Well, I started with, it was like a soccer and baseball, but I liked the baseball part the most. So that got me interested in like, so I started playing first in like single A, double A, and then triple A.
And William, what got you interested in baseball?
So I just saw people playing this sport, and I thought it would be really fun to try out. And I just started with T-ball with the Yellow Dinosaurs at 3 years old, and I've been playing ever since.
All right, Mason, so where do you see your personal baseball career going in the future?
Well, I see my career going to, like, where I start, like, playing better and better because of my coach, and they're really good. And after I get even better and better, I want my baseball career to get me to like going to college and going to other places throughout the world.
You mentioned your coach. What about your coach makes you feel that way?
Like, they are always helping me when I'm feeling like down, or they practice and help me out if I don't know things throughout baseball.
Andrew, what do you see with your career in baseball?
I gotta say, I think I can achieve going to professional because whenever I can't do something, my coaches always push me harder and harder.
How do they do that?
Like, if I can't do something or, like, it's too hard, they keep pushing me and encouraging me to try it.
Charlie, what is your favorite memory or highlight or accomplishment in Little League?
My favorite memory is maybe hitting my first RBI in double A.
All right, Logan, what is your favorite memory or accomplishment in Little League?
Probably the first time I pitched on the mound. It was a pretty cool experience, just to pitch and throw strikes.
Did you win the game?
I don't know.
Didn't matter, right?
Yeah, it really didn't matter. It was just fun to pitch on the mound.
All right, so Nick, what has baseball taught you?
It, like, teaches me, like, how to, like, do stuff a lot, and, like, I, like, tells me how to do plays, where the strike zone is, and like how to hit.
So that's on the field. Has the game taught you self-confidence? You're really good at it. You know you can do it, and you can go out there and succeed?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what they tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So Chase, what have you learned with baseball?
I've learned never give up, how to make friends on and off the field, self-confidence. Taught me never give up, self-courage, how to make friends.
How do you deal with when you guys lose a game?
I don't throw a fit or, like, cry. I just say good game, and I take it.
So, Gio, what have you learned with baseball and being on your team?
I learned self-confidence and making friends off the field.
And when I'm, like, at school, I learned when I lose, like, a game, if we're playing a game, I'm just fine and I just say good game.
What would you like to share with those listening right now about Huntley Little League and what it means to you?
So Huntley Little League is a little game in baseball. You try your best and you just try to get on base. And when you're a pitcher, it's okay if you get a walk or a strikeout. And if you get striked out, it's okay. Your team can still get runs and you can still get another chance to get a hit.
Chase?
I remember in Little League when it was the Little League World Series. Last game, championship, 2 outs, 2 strikes, and I got a single and I drove a kid home and I won the game for the entire team.
And what did that mean to you?
Everything. I got a champion ring and a medal.
Your turn, Nick.
So Little League is like a game like where there's like 9U teams and 7U teams, and it's like a game of chance where you have to like play hard for a win and you gotta just do your best.
Charlie, you got your answer?
I like baseball because there's different team names and I like some of them, most of them actually, and I like getting hits and getting outs and catching the ball and that kind of stuff, and it's really cool.
Logan, what's your answer?
I feel like in baseball, in my opinion, is a game of improvement. Every year, you will get better. Like, if you were bad at hitting or, like, you it wasn't your favorite, always next year, you can improve on it.
All right, Andrew, what's your thoughts on Huntley Little League, what it means to you?
I gotta say that Huntley Little League means a lot to me because, like, it's not just about throwing the ball around, hitting the ball. It's about having fun and making friendships and all of that. But and my favorite part of baseball so far has been when I was in Double A on the Battle Hawks. Again, what Chase said, when he got the winning hit, we were all so happy. And then after that game, we got champion rings. They're so cool. It's like 2 bats crossed with a black baseball with a ton of like red diamonds and stuff. I mean, I just love baseball. I can see myself progressing in baseball.
All right, Mason, what's your answer?
One thing about Huntley Little League is I remember one time it was the last inning of the game and I was up to bat and I hit a double and I like won like the whole game. After that, I felt so proud of myself, and ever like since that, it's just taught me to never like give up or always do what I want to play in baseball and like never give up.
All right, Hudson, go for it.
So during baseball, my coaches taught me that never worry about the score, never worry about anything. You lose, you always have the next game.
And Sir William.
So I've found in Huntley Little League, I think it's just a really good game to teach the players to never give up and have really good self-courage.
Guys, thanks for playing. Thanks for being here on the radio. You have your Huntley Pirates 9U team. What's the last thing you want everybody to hear you say?
We are Huntley!
Yes, we are. We are so thankful that there's a program like Huntley Little League for our kids to learn and grow in, and that there's a great team of parents and families that are supporting so many kids in our community. Now, if you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. I'm Eric Thomas. Thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, and HuntleyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to HuntleyLittleLeague.com. That's HuntleyLittleLeague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.